Tadi vav aleph,
Are
yeah.
we finished? Yeah. Tadav Aleph till Hey. Okay.
Through including hey. Yeah.
Dine Tfilas Arvis Vidine Avdola. So Myriv and Avdola Uboy Tesvov Seifim. Yeah. So Noyagin Shemachr and Tfilas Arvis. The minig is that we push off Tfilas Arvis of Aminus Vahu Rachum Ubaruchu. To add on from the weekday into Kodesh, meaning rachum, right? That's why they do that. That's actually a halacha, not just a shtick. It's well, actually, it's a minig. It says minig. Tilas arvus ayim atochein antonu. By Mariv, you say atochein antonu and atochein lodom das. Him shokach v'loy omar. And if you forgot, he didn't say it. And miniskar koydim she omar es Hashem min abrocha. If you remember before you saw Barakat Hashem Chayin and Adas, I remember Makam Shiniskar, you say it in that when you remember. Goymer Ba'aymer Bechanenu. Aval Im Loi Niskar. What if you don't remember? Ad La'achar Shomer as Hashem, until you say Barakat Hashem, Goymer as Abacha Chayin and Adas, then you finish it regularly, Ve'ena Chayzer, and you don't go back. Shere Yavdil Achar Kacha Lakais, because you're going to be making Avdala anyways. You have to be very careful, which is a pretty strong lashon. You have to be very careful. You shouldn't do malacha. You shouldn't taste anything before you make Avdala. And if you did do malacha or you ate food, you have to go back and daven. So if you did malacha without saying Baruch HaMavdil, then you're going to have to daven again. Right, but that is not the the Mishnah Brura. Paskin's not like that. You would not have to daven again. Mishain like kois lahavdalov, and somebody who doesn't have a kois, shoka flamer atachanatana yesh leidinim achirim. He has other dinim, right? Because what's he supposed to do? Yeah, fine. Beis lachash manesu emr chati kadosh. After shmanesu you say half kadosh. Acher kach emr vihinayim, and then you say vihinayim. That's the in there is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klai so when they finished the Mishkan. And you're supposed to say it standing. Mishnah Brura says only the first pasuk, the Yoshev, can be said sitting. And the minig is to say Eirich Yomim twice. Why, I'm not sure. The reason why we do Kedusha is because through the Mishkan, that's the Shechina came on. That's the Ata Kodesh Yoshev Tehilos. Like exactly like we had tonight, not because of the nickname, right? If Yom Tov falls out in that week, afilu be'erev Shabbos, even at of Shabbos, ain't Kodesh to since it says in the actions of the of our work of our hands, you should establish, meaning it should be good. All 6 days need to be roi l'malacha. Meaning, and you don't have that because you have Yom Tov. Once you're not saying v'noyim, so you also don't say v'at Kodesh. You say a full Kaddish. Then you say V'yitin L'cha and Aleinu. Many don't say V'yitin L'cha. Chozah Arichus Shemarichin L'acha Tfilas Arvus Matzei Shabbos Hukadesh Yishu Yisro B'Hashlomas Sedreim. The reason why there's so many extra things on Matzei Shabbos is that people should sit around in Shul after Shabbos. Why? Because the Rishayim go back to Gehenim after Shabbos. So that doesn't happen until Avdallah. They wait until Klal Yisrael is finished all their, well, it's not really till Avdallah, but until they're finished all their, all the tefillahs. So that's why we stretch it out as long as we can. Fine. Gimel. Kishem, Shemitzvah, Lekadosh, Shabbos, Bekinesase, Alkois, Yayin. The same way as the Mitzvah to make Kiddush on wine. Kach Mitzvah, Lekadosh, Bekinesase, Alkois, Yayin. The same thing when you go out, meaning Avdallah also. We also make a bracha on b'samim and on a ner. Women are also chayav in avdallah. That's why they should listen very well to the bracha of avdallah. I mean, this is a big hack because let's say a woman. So we don't want women making avdallah because Even though they're chayiv in Abdullah, it's not so simple that they're really chayiv. So therefore, we always want women, not because they may grow beards if they drink the wine. That's not the reason, right? Although there is some legitimacy to that, not opinion, minig, or whatever it is. I don't know about the beard part, but that women shouldn't drink Abdullah. So the shaila is it better for them to hear it from a man a second time, or should they say it themselves? So as far as I know, at least this is what I tell people, the woman should make it herself. Why should you put somebody else into a Suffolk brachas? You're in the Suffolk brachas, so you do it. Welcome Shane Limsa Yain, in a place where there's no wine. Avdilan al Shekhar, Oymed, you can use beer, or med, a shar meshkashu chamar medina, what we call chamar medina, so schnapps. Chutzman amayim, the only thing you can't use is water. So we go with coffee, tea. But like we saw in the Gemara and Shavuos a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, that it's much better if you make on wine. Dalad kimichigia bein hashmashas. Once it hits bein hashmashas at the end of Shabbos, also lechel elisha shum davar, you're not allowed to eat or drink chutzman amayim except for water kaidam avdala before you make avdala. And there's no reason why to wash before shkia mashallah shudis is because of this, that you can't eat. Before Abdullah. So the question is, how much time do you have after Shkia in order to do this? So Mishnah Berurah says up until a half hour before nightfall, you could still wash. So depending on your location, that's what people are makar. Ah, Mishnah Marach B'Gimel Sudas, somebody who lengthens the Gimel Sudas, afilo atoicha laila, even till the night, mutter kivet jehisla beheter, since he already started beheter. But that's only if you started with eating challah or bread. But if you stop drinking or snacking, then you cannot. You have to stop eating. You're even allowed to drink from the kais brichas samazin. That's also a disagreement. Maybe you should just keep it for Abdullah. But that's only if you always make Birchas Hamazon on a kais. But if somebody sometimes makes Birchas Hamazon without a kais, because he relies on the opinions that hold it, doesn't need a kais. Also, now he's not allowed to drink from the kais Birchas Hamazon before Havdalah. There you always have by Sheva Brachas, Shabbat Sheva Brachas, and you have the Chasan Kala drinking it, should you not, right? So that's a big, machlaikas. So, and then the Shailas, it's really three people, the one that led the benching and the Chasan and the Kala. So some people just leave it for after Abdullah, and some people make the Baruch Priya Gofen. Hey, Kamalacha in Lasas Kadam Abdullah, you also shouldn't do Malacha before Abdullah, Ba Noshim, and the women, Shatzichan Lahad, Gneris Kadam Abdullah, who need to light Neris before Abdullah, I mean they needed to push it see. Yamrat Chila Baruch Hamadu Mikosh Lacholben, or Lachoshim, and Isola Amin, Ben Yamashila Shishan Mamaisa, Baruch Hamadu Mikosh Lachol. That's a very long, that's not our minig. Most would say Baruch Hamadu Mikosh Lachol, which is the Mishnah Brura's version. Bimchal Yomtiv b'Yom Aleph, and let's say Yomtiv is on a Sunday. Yisaimu Hamalu b'Kodesh l'Kodesh, right? Because it's going from one Kodesh to another Kodesh, right? And that would be also when the women want to do Melacha. Well, some say from first day Yomtiv to the second day Yomtiv. Do they say that? Or we don't say that. I think no. I'm not so sure about that. Okay, that's one.
We're doing another tonight.